This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. Kinim. Gimel Dalid. Today we'll do Gimel Dalid. And Gimel Hey. God through God. More Kinim, Rabbi Zay. More Kinim. We're almost done. Take it easy. Gimel Beis. Oh, I shouldn't have erased that. Well, I just had it because we need it for today's Chazara. All right. Made a mistake. Okay, let's go through Gimel Beis again. Let's go. Okay, this is sure we're taking a little bit longer, but the good news is Masechta is almost done. It'll be done tomorrow. One to this and two to that, and three and ten, etc. Okay, what happened over here? We mixed up Kinan Stumais, right? Yeah. A different amounts. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you do them all up top, then mechza kosher, mechza pasul, all below, mechza kosher, mechza pasul, half on top, half on bottom. And the more numerous one is kosher. Let's just do that again real quickly. Okay, let's just say, we'll do the case of, we'll make it simple. One has one cane, the other one has three canes. One cane, the other one is three. Okay. Six birds in total, okay? They're supposed to be, obviously we always have, it's always divided equally, it's supposed to be four chatos and four oila. Okay, that's a ches and an ay, okay? Now, if you would have done them all up top, like an oila, well, half would be kosher, half would be pasul. It's easy enough. All below, like, I'm sorry, all below, like a chatos, yeah, chatos oiva is below, yeah. Then half kosher, half pasul. If you split it down the middle, well, we always say, let's get the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is that the fellow who had one cane, they both ended up here. They both ended up on top, let's say. So, well then, if they both ended up on top, then one was a chatos, one was an oilo, one was kosher, one was pasul. That was the worst case scenario. Good. So then the other guys, these two would be kosher. These would he has two olos, this guy. And then he's got two chatos. These two would be kosher. Then where's his third ola? He's got a third chatos. So you'd end up with three, and you'd end up Kaminin Hamaruba Kosher. Hamaruba Kosher, which means, yeah, the ones that are kosher will be according to the number of the greater group, the larger group. Two olos, two chatos. Fine. Yeah, got it. I think we just make sure we got that right, yeah. Right? There's no, that, yeah. This is the worst case scenario. Fighter. Okay, Zeh Klal. Kol Malkum Shatiyah Chol Halach is a kinim v'lo yimishal ishal achas b'yom ma'ala b'yom ma'atun. Mechzikum Mashav Hazal. And whether the kinim are shavis. Now, you read the Mishnah is, that you can split them up, and you can work it out, that a woman doesn't have to be on top and on bottom. She could all be on top or all be on bottom. Both women, meaning they're equals. Let's say two women came with four birds each. It's possible all four ended up there, all four ended up there. So we'll just say split down the middle, 50-50. You can't do that. They're not equals. And therefore one of them has to be on top and bottom. In this case, the one who brought in six birds is going to have to be on top and bottom. There's no way, because only four on top, four on bottom. Then the meruba is kosher. The amount of birds in the greater group is the kosher. Mishnah Gimel. Okay. Chatas zu b'ilazu. There are two birds, chatas and oilo. You got mixed up. Also, well, obviously you shouldn't have brought them, but the Kohen did not listen. If you brought them all the Ma'ala, well, half kosher, half possible. Brought them all the Mata, half kosher, half possible. Half and half, everything's possible. Because I'll say worst case scenario, the Chatzas were all brought on top and the Olas were all brought on bottom. That brings us to our next Mishnah. Okay. This Mishnah, they give a little bit of introduction. They say as follows, I'm just going to read what they write. They write that there's actually a big debate how to learn this Mishnah, exactly how to touch up this Mishnah. And we are going to, I'm going to go with the Pshat they go with because they decided that's the easier Pshat, and I'll go with that one. They do note that this is not how the Rav goes. Okay, let's go. A little hakdam, two ladies, Rachel and Leah. Okay. Each one had two babies. One had already brought an Ayla. One had already brought a chatos. So therefore, each one, instead of being chayvin four birds, is now chayvin three birds. Okay? Fine. So between the two of them, they're chayvin six birds. Good. Originally, they were chayvin eight, but they each brought one, so now they're chayvin six. Good. So they say, listen, they come with six birds to the mikdash. And they tell the kohen like this. We have over here, here's one bird. They told him this is a chatos. Okay? Over here, they tell the kohen, this is an oila. You know, it looks like a bird, right? That's supposed to be an ayin, sorry. Okay. Then they brought two over here. Oh, stumais. We'll do S for stumais. Because I do a samach, it's going to make you very confused. S for stumais. All right. What do we got last? Where are we? Third one, they said which one was which. Another group right here. And they said, chatos. Oila. All right. So we got six birds here, right? Great. These women really, really have a sense of humor. Okay. I wanted to really have a lot of fun. Now, according to the way we're going to learn, nothing got mixed up. That's where I think there's a big debate about that in how to learn up this Mishnah. But we're going to learn they did not get mixed up. Good news, everybody. They did not get mixed up. They were properly labeled. So then what's the problem? Well, the problem is as follows. What should have happened is he said, listen, I'll bring this as a chatos for the one who's chayav the chatos. This is my love, and that's the love. Right? Okay. Then each of you are still chayav now in a chatos and oila. So I'll bring this as a chatos and oila, one for each of you. And, well, I could bring this both for one woman and these two for the other woman. Or I could say, this chatz is for one woman, and this will be an oila for her, and this is an oila for her, and a chatz is for her. Whatever way you want to slice it. There's different ways of doing it. But the bottom line is, yeah, there's two women, both need a chatz and an oila. Fine. And you say which woman he's bringing for each one. Okay. They learned that he did it this way. He says, this is a chatz for Ruchel, this is an oila for Leia, and then by here, he says it vice versa. So everyone gets a chatz and an oila. Okay. That would have happened. That would have been great. Everyone would have gone home happy. Okay. But he didn't do that. What did he do? Well, let's move on. Chatos v'oila. Stuma. S for stuma. Mefereshes. Asa kulan lemalon. Kain de namal on top. Mechsekosher mechsepasel. Kulamata. Mechsekosher mechsepasel. If you brought these all on top, you treat them all as what? As oilos? One, two, three chatos in there. Well, then 50% would be bad. And same way, vice versa. You went all lamata, three all chatos? There's three oilos in there. One, two, three. That's not going to work. Fine. Got that? Chinam also kul lamaton mechze kosher mechze pasul. Okay, good. Weiter. Chetzion lamalon v'chetzion lamaton. He did half on top and half below. In kosher elastumo. He brought, they say what he did was as follows. He brought each of these three groups. We're making this into one group. So I'm gonna move this over. Okay? He brought each of these three groups, one lamata, one lamata. One lamala, one lamata. But he didn't specify which one. So these groups are going to be puzzle because he didn't necessarily bring them in the right place. One was a chatz, one was an ayla. He treated them as stumos. And he just arbitrarily picked one on top, one on bottom. So that's not good. And this was also not good because he might have been brought in the wrong place. This one's going to be good. That's how they learn it. Right? There were all three groups, one mala and one lamato. So he did get something mixed up at the end. He did. Okay. V'hi mischalekes b'neihem. They're going to group. So everyone walked out of here. They brought in six birds, hoping to go home happy and all finished. They really only got one kasher apiece. Instead of three kasher apiece. All right? So the halacha is, v'hi mischalekes b'neihem. Okay, since they bought these birds, b'shutvus, the partnership, they each have a chilek in that konstuma. They each have 50% ownership. Okay, and therefore, they're with yotzei chatos va'oilo. They should bring another kam shutvus, and they say, if the oilo was for Rachel, the chas of Leah, then vice versa now. So, I mean, how do you... The Kohen brought this one Khan. The one Khan's tomb that was kosher. Here it is. Here it says. The Kohen said one was for Rachel, one was for Leah. He doesn't remember which one. Oh, another bright thing the Kohen did. He brought this one stuma, which is a long one kosher. He said, well, which one did you do for who? I don't remember. One for Rachel, one for Leah. Oh. So what do we do now? Bring another Khan. Let's bring two more Khans, that's the truth. Because they're supposed to, they each needed three birds, and each one got one bird. So, fun. And I'll bring it tonight. If this was, if you got the chatas, this will be oil. If you got the chatas, this will be oil, and vice versa, etc., etc. The problem with this parish is this the Rav? Oh, we did go with the Rav's prat. This is the Rav's prat. Yes. They say the problem with what we just said today is that you're telling me they did not get mixed up. You're telling me each group was brought separately. What's shver about this, because the entire parak until was dealing with, they did get mixed up. And they also ask, what's this coming to, what's the mission being mechadish? That this is pasul and this is pasul, that's pashut. You know that. That this is kosher, we know that too. So what's the chiddush? Therefore, they go with other pshatim, which we are not going to go through today. Just be aware that this is not necessarily the only way to learn this Mishnah. Mishnah, hey. Okay, what's going on now? So we have over here, I think we're going to have to rewrite. I'd like to leave this up, so we can use it for tomorrow. So we'll use the other side of the board. Okay? For a Chazara, it will be here. All right. Let's draw a line down the middle. Okay. All right. What happened? Okay, in this Mishnah as well, many different Purushim. The Rav, we're not going to go with here. Okay. Fine. What happened? We learned in the first Perek then if you have a chatos or an oila that gets stuck with stumais, what can you do at that point? So let's say a chatos gets mixed up with four stumais. Oila is out of the picture because you know you have a chatos here. How many chatos can you bring? Two. After that, you don't know. Maybe you're hitting an oila. You can bring two. Kaminyan hachatois shebe stumais. And same thing with an oila, vice versa. We're going to talk in our Mishnah, a Kohen who did not ask Shilos, and he brought everything. What's going to be? So let's learn. Chatos shenis arva b'choiva. Choiva over here means a kan stuma. Chatos went into stumim. How many? I don't know. Equal amounts. Two chatois and one kan stuma. Four chatois and two kan stumas, etc. Okay, so there was four birds here, two konstumas, flew into the group, two chatos. We don't know where they are, obviously. So we got six birds on our hands. Kain goes ahead and does mechza lamala, mechza lamata. Well, how many are kosher? Let's see. It says over here. The Mishnah does not, they say over here in a note, the Mishnah does not explicitly tell us that the equal numbers, but it is obvious as you will see. Okay, fine. Ein kosher ella minyan hachatos shebe choyva. How many are kosher? The chatoses that are in the choyva. What does that mean? Let's see. Let's see, no, make it simpler. Okay, let's take these out. Two chatois with one konstuma. Okay? Okay. So now, it's possible that both chatois ended up on top. It's possible you just brought a chatos here and a chatos here, which is very bad. Right? That's possible that happened. That's the worst case scenario, right? Then, what's on below, there's one of the chatois there. And one will be kosher, and one will be pasul. This one that was the chatos will be kosher, and this one's the oila. These are going to be pasul. So how many are going to be kosher? Kiminyan achatoyish shebechayva. Yeah. Exactly. Only thing I know for sure is one chatos was done well. Ein kosher el kiminyan chatos shebechayva. How many chatos did you have in the chayva and the kanstuma? One. That's all I know is kosher. You always have to go with the worst case scenario. Okay? Fine. It will always be, in all these situations, it will be one quarter of the birds will be kosher. Okay. We don't know. We know one chatas is kosher. We don't know whose it is, which one it was from. We don't know. But we know that at the very least, worst case scenario, one chatos is kosher. Choyva shnayim bechatos. If there's double the amounts, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Two chatos came in. There was double. Okay. What's the halacha? Mechza kosher u mechza pasul. In a case where it's double, half the birds are kosher. For example, you have two kinan stumais, four birds, two chatois walked in. Okay? So altogether we have six birds. Right? Kohen did three on top, three on bottom. In the worst case scenario, both chatos ended up here. Chatos. Chatos. Pasul. Pasul. That's the worst case scenario. Okay, then this would be kosher. Remember, I had two chatos and two oilos. So definitely that's one oil over there. And then you'd be kosher, you'd be kosher, you'd be pasul. So how many would be kosher? Half the birds. Okay. Yeah. this will always be the case, in the case where the stumites were double of the visitors, the intruders. Always you'll have half kosher, half puzzle. Whenever it's double, the minion of the visitors will always be a third. It'll be two out, right, okay. And in the worst case scenario, all the chatois ended up on top. And Cain, this would be what, inside. If the stumas were double the chatos, mechse kosher, mechse pasher, 50-50. 3 out of 6. This is 1 out of 4. This is 3 out of 6. 50%. Okay. V'chein. Oh, I skipped. Chatos, shnayim b'chayva. The chatos intruders were double the chayva. Okay, running out of space. I'm doing it down here. Okay. So we had four birds. 1, 2, 3, 4 chatoyas intruded into 2 stumais. 6 birds. Worst case scenario. You had 4 chatoyas. Worst case scenario, all 4 chatoyas went all through. Puzzle, puzzle, puzzle. The fourth one would be kosher. Kosher, puzzle. Right? You got that right? Min shebechayva kosher, yeah. You end up with 2. The worst case scenario, you'd have 2 kosher. Because even if 3 chatayus ended up upstairs, okay, that means 1 chatas had to have ended. In the worst case scenario, 3 chatas ended up upstairs, 1 chatas ended up downstairs, that's kosher. And then the stuma has 1 chatas. So that's the worst case scenario. Hamin and Shabbachayva kosher. Worst case scenario, all 3 lamala were chatoyas. The 4th chatos went down. It's kosher. The consumer's cool. Kosher, fine. V'chein. Now, just repeating it by oilas. Oilas nisarvav b'chayva. Oilas get run into chayva. Equal numbers. The kayin. Equal numbers, that was this case. In kosher community, Elisha b'chayva. How many did you have? 2 came into 2. How many Elis did you have? You had 1. So 1 out of 4 is going to be kosher. Chayva shnayim ba'ayla. When the chayvas were double, this case. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. 3 out of 6 are kosher. Ayla, the new guys, are shnayim b'chayva. The min shebechayva kosher. In this case, you have 2 out of 6. This case is min shebechayva. Oh, it's the jab, right. Okay. All right. Stop there, everybody. Say.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.